877-497-8345.
Welcome to the Cullen Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Cullen Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Cullen Economics Report. I'm Al Cullen. Appreciate you joining me. I'm going to start out the show today with James Turk, as I did last week. This guy's becoming a fixture on the program. Why is that happening? Well, because when it comes to gold and silver, he's the best in the world, purely and simply. There's no question about that. James, I know you're not going to be available next week to be on the show. You're taking a much-needed vacation with, you know, with Margaret and Charlie, but what I want to ask you is, we want to go over the thoughts that you have for 2012. I'm not particularly optimistic. Others are. You know, Trader Raj thinks that the market will be really strong in the early part of the year and the rest of it. And I have to say, I don't agree with that. What does James Turk say?
Let me first say, Al, that I'm a very optimistic person.
Yeah.
And in the long run, you know, our situations in life, you know, continues to improve and our standards of living continue to rise. But I'm not optimistic about 2012. And the reason is that we have so many economic problems that we have to face, and nobody is facing these economic problems. You know, one can only conclude that, you know, the situation is just going to go as bad as it was this year to even worse in 2012.
Yeah, I think you're right. You know, and when you and I were talking off the air, you were saying, let's define situation in the context of this program. Well, I think we're talking about economic issues here. We're not talking about other issues. But, you know, when you talk about economic issues, you also have to consider some of the social input that has an impact on economic issues. And we had a fair amount of social unrest in the United States in 2011 with the Occupy Wall Street movement. It got pretty ugly in some of the cities. And I personally don't think that really was a positive input in terms of, you know, the general economy. Now, I personally agree with you when you say it's going to get worse, and I think we're going to see those types of movements really, really flourish, not only in the United States, but around the world. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I would agree with that. You know, there were a lot of protests here in Europe, and, you know, we all know about the Arab protests as well.
Yeah.
And I think there's a pretty good correlation between protests and, you know, declining economic activity.
Sure.
But, you know, the key issue here is that what the central banks are doing is they're trying to pump up the economy by creating more money. They're trying to, you know, jumpstart a stalled engine.
Right.
And, you know, just like when you press your foot on an accelerator for a stalled engine and you're just making the situation worse, that's what the central banks are doing around the world. Because if they ultimately inflate and debase and, you know, destroy the purchasing power of currencies, you know, that's going to hurt economic activity, and then everybody suffers as a consequence. You know, that's my concern for 2012. I think we've got some serious monetary problems that we have to face.
I don't see any other solution. Well, you know, people would say, well, the solution is to bite the bullet at this point, you know, tighten the belt and make it happen fundamentally, you know, make the changes happen for fundamental reasons. But our society, I think, has evolved to a point where the average rank and file isn't willing to do that. And consequently, the government is going to, for a couple of reasons, the first reason being, I would have to say, to stay in power, number one, and number two, because it's the easy thing to do, I think you're going to see a lot of printing. For example, as we were talking earlier today, Italy has to come up in the first 3 months of 2012 with well over 113 billion euros to pay off their debt in a timely manner. That's a drop in the bucket compared to the total repayments that are due by the various countries in 2012. And I have to say, without monetizing that debt, it ain't going to happen without some real violence in the streets, in my opinion.
Yeah, you know, monetizing is what, you know, they're trying to do, and it's just ultimately debasing and destroying, you know, the currency's purchasing power. And that's why we have, you know, inflation picking up. We've got crude oil again at $100 a barrel or very close to it. And I think the price of crude oil and therefore energy is going to continue to rise. But we also have to look at what, you know, the U.S. is doing in terms of its own financial situation. In the first 2 months of this current fiscal year that began on October 1st, the U.S. government added $320 billion of debt.
Yep.
And even more scary, Al, The money that the U.S. government spent during the first 2 months of the current fiscal year, 58% of it came from borrowed money.
Yeah.
Only 42% came from revenue.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's a sure sign that, you know, that what they're doing now cannot be sustained. And you were talking about, you know, biting the bullet or tightening the belt. It's going to have to happen sooner or later. It can either happen in an orderly way or it's going to happen in a disorderly way. And I would just hope that, you know, we get some common sense in Washington, and it happens in an orderly way in which there's a plan put into place and
yeah.
we solve, you know, these problems. It's not going to happen overnight, but you can have a 5 or, you know, 6 or 7, 8 year plan to how to solve these problems. We don't even have a plan, and that's really very scary.
The only plan that appears to be coming out of Washington right now is both sides of the aisle are trying to flex their muscle, and I find that to be appalling. For example, I don't understand why the administration and the Democrats are not willing to go along with an extension of these tax cuts, not for just a couple of months, but for a year, to allow business to really see that they're serious about stimulating the economy, for lack of better terms, in a sensible manner. I don't get it. The two sides are arguing simply because we've got an election coming up in November of 2012. And you know what? That's criminal, in my opinion. Let's change the subject and let's talk a little bit about your outlook for gold for 2012. Now, I'm on record as of right now as saying, Big Al and Kathy, we're going to put some money into goldmoney.com. And I'll tell you, the reason we're going to do that is because I believe, number one, in the company that James founded, and number two, I think it's the prudent thing to do. James, comments on gold in 2012.
Given the fact that the reasons that gold has been going higher for a decade long are still very much in place, you know, one can only reasonably conclude that, you know, gold is going to go much higher in 2012. I had thought that we'd probably see $2,000 an ounce this year. We got very close, and now mm-hmm. we've settled back. But, you know, clearly, in my mind, you know, I see something well over $2,000 next year. How high? You can't really say, but it really depends on how badly the central banks do in terms of managing this, you know, deterioration mm-hmm. in the Western world's financial and banking system.
It's interesting that so many of the established politicians are poo-pooing the idea of gold as a standard of value. So many of the pundits, for example, virtually anybody you talk with who writes for the New York Times, Paul Krugman, for example, feels that gold is stupid, it's antiquated, etc. How can you say that when for thousands of years gold really has been the store of value? I don't get it. But again, I don't understand how Paul Krugman can say that inflation is under control in the United States, as he was on record in his editorial last Sunday as saying. I don't get it.
Yeah, you know, I don't get it either. You know, gold, as you say, has got a record for 5,000 years, and only 40 years have we been experimenting with this money backed by nothing except government promises.
Yeah.
And we know this experiment is not going well, and that's why I'm so concerned that, you know, things are going to blow up next year. And if they do blow up, you know, you definitely want to have gold, but even if they manage to keep things together for another year, you know, gold is the way to protect your purchasing power. You know, the interesting thing, Al, is that we still have a couple more weeks before the end of this year, but gold is up 17% year-to-date, which
right.
would make the 11th year in a row that the gold price has risen at an average rate of appreciation of just about 17% per annum.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what other asset has done anything close? And given the fact that when you own a tangible asset, you don't have counterparty risk, it seems to me that, you know, gold is a very logical way to, you know, save money. You know, savings are a good thing, and it's a particularly good thing when you're saving sound money like gold and silver.
I would agree 100%. You know, and that's one of the reasons that, you know, I agree with Bob Moriarty. I don't agree with him on a lot of issues, but I do agree with him on one issue, and that is you've got to have your basis, your economic basis in tangibles, in things, as he calls them. And I would agree with that 100%. And that's one of the reasons that we're as diversified as we are in terms of, you know, in terms of tangible assets, hard assets. James, I want to wish you and Margaret and Charlie and all the rest of your family a very Merry Christmas. Thanks for being on the show, buddy.
Thank you, Alan. Best wishes to you as well for the, you know, Christmas as well as the whole new year next year.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
This just in, WildernessGeek.com is expanding their line of emergency survival gear to meet the coming need. WildernessGeek.com is not just an emergency survival gear supplier, but also a reliable supplier of recreational gear for fishing, boating, hunting, and camping. WildernessGeek.com specializes in assisting you in selecting the right gear for your need. WildernessGeek.com has rose from past experienced emergency personnel that have geek-like technical abilities to understand and inform their customers of the latest up-to-date must-need items. Items include weather alert radios, two-way radios, marine electronics, tactical flashlights, emergency signaling laser flares, and a unique line of portable solar chargers. WildernessGeek.com knows from their past customers that a large percentage of rescuers are volunteers. For that, WildernessGeek.com gives discounts to all rescuers and salutes you for your services. Well, finally, some good news for the American people. WildernessGeek.com.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products. Delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family: peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta Alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, FoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You got to admit, Bob Moriarty's a pretty, pretty interesting guy, you know. Love him or hate him, he's a very, very interesting man, and he's a very bright man. Marshall Barrel is with me next for the next couple of segments. We're going to talk a little bit about politics first, because I just have to vent, and I think that Marshall does too. And then in the segment after that, we'll talk a little bit about Marshall's real area of expertise, which is in investing, and the proof is in the pudding on that one. You know, Marshall, a number of things have happened this past week that have really gotten under my skin. You know, I want to start out with the president's trip to Hawaii. I did a daily editorial kind of on that subject yesterday, Friday. And, you know, we have people starving in the streets. We have a larger number of homeless people out there on food stamps. And I don't begrudge the president, you know, a vacation. But, you know, allegedly his trip to Hawaii with his family is a $4 million ticket. Okay. Why didn't he just go to Camp David with his family and have a good old-fashioned Christmas? That really, in my opinion, is absolutely ridiculous. Poor taste. What do you think about that?
Well, I don't know if I would agree with your characterization. I think there is certainly some concern, some question. I think it's a far broader subject matter, though, and that's what is or isn't going on in Washington. And unfortunately, there is a divide, and the two sides are not coming together, and it remains to be seen how and when they do.
And nothing's getting accomplished.
Well, what gets accomplished is in fits and starts, there's some resolution for the short term.
Mm-hmm.
Currently, we're seeing it with the extension of unemployment insurance and the payroll tax reduction. So that gets kicked down the road for 60 days, and they're going to have a conference committee between the Senate and the House to resolve the issues and the questions. I don't know why they haven't been able to do that over the last year. They knew this was going to expire at the end of 2011, yet they go to the last minute, and it's not just the Republicans, it's not just the Democrats, it's both of them.
Yeah.
And the president seems to stand in the background and say, well, get this resolved, guys and gals. And it doesn't get resolved. It gets, so what's going to happen? 58 days from now, we're going to be back in the same situation. Are they going to resolve anything with the conference committee trying to negotiate between what the House wants and what the Senate wants? I unfortunately have my grave doubts.
Yeah.
They had a super committee that was supposed to resolve things, and they didn't. Before that, I guess a year and a half ago, he appoints the Deficit Reduction Commission. It comes back after the November 2010 election.
Mm-hmm.
Comes back, gives a report, makes recommendations. Nobody's crazy about them, but they do have recommendations. They do say we need to do some things. Obama tosses up his hands and in effect says, no, I don't support that, and Congress doesn't support it, and nothing's happened. And you can go back before that with other commissions and other committees on Social Security, on various other issues, and it doesn't get resolved in the main. Occasionally it does, but it doesn't get resolved in the main. Gets kicked down the road. 60 days from now, we're going to see if they have a resolution. Most likely, they'll have something that'll get put together to carry it through 2012. And then what? So it's a very difficult situation. There's no question about it. There's two differing views about the direction that the country should be going in and how to get there. And there'll be some answers in November of 2012 with the national elections and elections in many states for their local legislatures. And we'll see. I'm disappointed. I think you can look at the negative side, but I tend to be optimistic, and I tend to think that the politicians eventually get something done, and it moves along. It's the same thing we're seeing happening in Europe, and it's not just the last few months. I think the Greece debt problem first came up like a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
And it's still the Greek debt problem. And now there's some other countries. But they band-aid it together, get out some bailing wire, and go along. I think that from an investor's standpoint, you need to see where you are, where you want to get to, and how best to get there in the current environment.
Yeah.
And not just throw up your hands and say that this is not doable.
Right.
You say, in light of where we are and what's going on, what's likely to work? And there's
Okay, let me stop you just for a second. When you say what's likely going to work, I'm assuming that you're talking right now perhaps about some financial issues, and we're going to dwell on that one at length in the segment after this one. But politically speaking, what I have to say is I am very, very disappointed in our politicians in the United States because, number one, I don't think any of them have the brains to really figure out a solution to this to the financial problems that we have right now. Now, when I say I don't think they have the brains, let me tell you, in order to have the brains, in my opinion, to solve this problem, you'd have to be a miracle worker because the problem cannot be solved easily. And the one thing about politicians is politicians are very, very reticent to giving opinions or providing solutions, I guess I should say, that are going to be really, really hard on the rank and file, because the rank and file will probably not vote them in if the solutions cause hardships. And that's what I think the problem is right now, Marshall.
You're right. And it's created not because they don't have the brain power or because some of them don't understand the problem, although you really do wonder whether some of them do understand the problem at times. There's a great self-interest, and that's to
get
win the election for themselves and to a lesser degree for their party.
Mm-hmm.
And so that leads to the problems. And because there's a lot of reasons why, but because of the situation we're in now with communications, with the internet, with bloggers, with the news media, whether you're looking at the quote the mainstream media unquote,
mm-hmm.
or you're looking at cable media quote unquote, whatever you look at, you look at all of them, there's less of an inclination to compromise or to reach a resolution these days than there was 20 years ago or 30 mm-hmm. years ago, when there were some people who would put the country and doing what needed to be done ahead of their own self-interest. There seems to be less of that on the part of the politicians now. And if I may, Al, I want to get back to your original comments about the money being spent by the president and his family to go off on holiday. Senator Coburn, several days ago, came out with his annual report about where the government or the federal government is spending money, and he had over $1 billion worth of items that are in the budget that are being spent now, and you look at them individually and you say, that's crazy. Much like people will look at the $4 million or whatever the number is that the president and his family are spending for a holiday. But individually, these items add up, and Congress and the administration needs to deal with them and say, yeah, this in and of itself is a good program or makes some sense or helped out some congressperson's home district, but overall it's not good for the country and we really need to make some serious changes.
I'm going to be right back with Marshall Barrow. He's going to make some great points on investing in the next segment.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. I've got my buddy Marshall Barrow with me right now. You know, we've had some interesting comments on the show so far, specifically from James Turk, about what he was looking for to happen in, for lack of better terms, 2012. I wanted to pose that question to Marshall specifically because Matthew, one of our listeners, indicated that he spoke with a gentleman who is a retired Merrill Lynch broker, and the retired broker says that he agrees that we have a bullish head and shoulders continuation pattern regarding the conventional stock market, and he says that should be very, very good for gold stocks also. And, you know, my question is, I don't know anything about charting, etc. I leave that to the trader Raj and Rick Ackerman and those guys, but from a fundamental standpoint, and Marshall is a real fundamentalist also, is it just strikes me that that's got to happen in 2012. Marsh, you agree with me?
Well, I agree with you, but I don't know what the timing is.
Yeah.
Insofar as when you say it's got to happen in 2012, it likely will. It should. But the markets are the markets. And as you mentioned, I'm a fundamentalist. I co-founded and co-portfolio managed the Encompass Fund, which is a no-load mutual fund. We're designed, and our objective is long-term capital appreciation. We're not traders, and the charts and technical analysis can be useful, I think, in some fashion. But, you know, what tomorrow brings in the market or next week or even next month, I don't know. But from a fundamental standpoint, if you look at beneath the headlines and what's going on around the world currently, Europe and its debt situation and its still is not out of the woods. There are still problems. There are great questions about exactly what they're going to do, how they're going to do it, and when they're going to do it. The United States still has debt and deficit problems. We still have two diverse viewpoints in Washington about what should be done and how it should be done. We have continuing questions about whether recession's coming to Europe, and if so, does that mean it's going to come to the United States or the rest of or China or Asia, or is there inflation or is there deflation? All of these fundamental factors, and there's a number of statistics, probably in some regards too many statistics, that come out these days on a daily basis, but that all lead to us believing that there are still problems in the world. We're still optimistic. We still believe that there is growth going on around the world, that stocks are a good place to be, or companies which are represented by the stocks are a good place to be. But you have to be selective, and you have to pay attention to what's going on beneath the headlines as well as what you're investing in. If you're asking about gold and how does this affect gold and presumably in due course gold stocks, we're very optimistic. We think all of these factors that are out there, and the fact that the United States is still running the printing presses, Europe's running the printing presses, means that gold will go up. Gold doesn't go up in a straight line. There's volatility. It goes up. It goes down. The last few months we've seen it go down, but we haven't seen it going down all that dramatically on a little longer-term basis. Day by day, some of those moves up and down can be dramatic. But we're optimistic that gold and silver and various other commodities will continue to go up in price over the course of 2012, and that the stocks, many of which are trailing the commodities the commodity of which they're discovering and exploring and producing, will catch up to the commodity prices and do well in 2012. Gold's up about roughly 13% in 2011. The gold stocks, the majors are down maybe 10%. The junior mining companies are down like 25 or 30%. That's a disconnect that historically has been closed. The spread has closed, and we think that'll happen in 2012.
I agree with that, but my opinion is earlier this month, we started a bit of a reversal. We had a definite downward trend from about December 7th until about December 15th or thereabouts. And on the 15th, it turned around and the trend is going back up right now. You know, we traded a couple of days there under $1,600 an ounce. We closed one day at just $1,600 an ounce and maybe a few pennies. You know, now we're up a little bit above that. My personal opinion is, maybe this is wishful thinking, I don't know, but from a fundamental standpoint, I would have to agree with you 100%. You know, one of the things that I read about last week that I thought was interesting was I was looking at the headlines and how the press was dealing with the fantastic employment numbers, for example, that came out. The employment numbers that came out, yes, on the surface, they were a little positive, okay? But the fact of the matter is, why were they positive? Well, they were positive because of seasonal hiring. But the press doesn't say that. The government doesn't say that. They say, you know, they want you to believe that we've turned the corner and everything is coming up roses right now. Well, that's not the case, and I think that when the press and the government start to talk that way, that's when I think you have to really, really look out, because clearly what they're doing is they simply want to increase the confidence level, which in fact they did. The numbers came out last Thursday, and consumer confidence was up a little bit, but when you look beneath the surface, as my friend Scott Gibson has to say, you really digest what's going on, which we've been doing on this show for the last 15, 20 years. The circus is getting more and more dismal, and the tent is really starting to leak, for lack of better terms. And, yeah.
I was going to say, Al, I think you have a great point, and it's really valuable for your listeners. It's not just the headlines, and it's not just the reports and the spin that's coming out of Washington, whether it's the administration or Congress or the Republicans or the Democrats. It's not just the media, and particularly the main, quote-unquote, the mainstream media, but you need to look beyond the headlines, underneath the headlines, see what the story really is, and take that in context on a longer-term basis, and not just day-to-day, but quarterly and annually, and try and discern what's really happening in connection with the investment decisions that one makes. And you may come up with some different conclusions than the initial headline that you see is going to lead you to. I'd like to mention, with regards to gold, and I know you have a lot of guests on about the precious metals and gold, this last half of 2008, gold from its high to its low was down 38%. Gold in 2008 finished higher for the year. It has finished higher for the year for 10 straight years, and it's very, very likely that 2011 will be the 11th straight year that gold's finished higher. This year, in 2011, from the high to the low of a few weeks ago, gold's down 17%.
Canada, no, wait. You said gold down 17%? Come on, what are you talking about? Gold is up 17%.
No. From the high.
Oh, okay.
From the high of 2011, of, say, roughly 1920, to the low of the recent low of say 1575, is roughly 17%.
Okay,
right in there, depending exactly what numbers you use. Roughly 17% from the high of the year to the low of the year in the second half of 2011. Roughly half of the high to the low of the year for 2008. Go back and look at a Kitco.com gold chart for what happened in 2009. We don't know if that's what's going to happen in 2012, but we feel there's a very good chance that that kind of activity, action for the commodity and the stocks will happen in 2012 as happened in 2009.
Stick around. Big Al's going to be right back with Bob Moriarty.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been, thankfully, the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Advance World.
Hey, this is James from the band Golden State. There's only one man that can end these wars, and that's Ron Paul. This Christmas, let's get him to number one on iTunes with our song, Bombs, the Ron Paul song. It's not impossible. iTunesBomb.com, and let's end these wars.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for aromatic liquids extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I got my buddy Bob Moriarty with me. You know, Bob is one of the most accurate prognosticators out there, for lack of better terms. We talked about this derivative thing with Bob on the air years and years ago, and it's really proven to be correct. You know, we talked on the show 2 weeks ago about the really, really gravity of the derivative situation and how it's much larger than people think it is, and how apparently the MF Global thing is a result of pledging money that really wasn't there to be pledged, so to speak. I mean, it's a huge, huge mess, and I think the chickens are going to come to roost definitely in 2012, even more so than they are right now. Before I turn the mic over to Bob, I just want to say one thing. I really get a bang out of the headlines. You know, on last Thursday, the headline on Bloomberg, jobless claims in U.S. decreased to lowest since April 2008. What's interesting about that is no mention whatsoever of part-time holiday employment, what have you. The headlines are so, so misleading. It's amazing. Robert, what's going to happen? I'm scared to death. What do you think, buddy?
Okay. 2012, I never do this. I mean, it's really funny because I'm going to do something that I've never done before. I never prognosticate for the future for another year. We're in the next week. Everybody's going to come up with predictions 2012. However, I'm going to make an exception this year because it's so unusual. 2012 is going to be the year of the bank failures. It's going to be worldwide. It's going to start in Europe, and it's going to spread all over the world. And an excellent chance the entire banking system is going to freeze up.
I don't disagree. You know, and let me just throw this out to you. When James was on the couple segments, three segments ago, James Turk, and we were talking about the situation in Europe, and what I find to be absolutely fascinating is, let's just take one situation. Let's take Italy. They have to come up between now and the end of the first quarter of 2012. They've got to come up with over $115 billion just to honor their current obligations in terms of the debt that they've issued. I don't think they can do that. And I think that that could very well be the beginning of the House of Cards absolutely crashing, Robert.
The actual beginning of House of Cards was the crash of the big Belgian bank, Dexia, D-E-X-I-A, mm-hmm. that failed about 3 months ago. Here's what's critical to understand. One bank, say, has obligations of $100 billion, and it has assets of $100 billion.
Yeah.
when the people who owe that bank, the $100 billion, when they fail, it causes that bank to fail, even though it appears they have $100 billion in assets, because when they try to collect those assets, they find the counterparty is defaulted. Now, that's exactly what happened to MF Global. They are allowed, under a theory of rehypothecation, to pledge customer assets against safe investments.
Yeah.
And what could possibly be safer than Greek bonds paying 352% interest? So if somebody's paying 352% interest, that's the most dangerous thing.
Can you do me a favor, Bob? Bob, listen, you don't bite your tongue because it's going to start bleeding. Yeah, I know. It's absolutely amazing. I'll tell you something else that I find to be absolutely amazing is you know, it's coming out of London right now that the Tier 1 capital ratio, it has to be raised in the European banks to upwards of a little over 9%. And the fact of the matter is the way they're going to solve that is, from what I understand anyway, from sources out of London, is that, you know, the banks, they're not going to be able to get the additional cash to bolster that. So what they're going to do is they're going to start cutting their loan portfolios. That's going to do wonders, isn't it? I mean, it's well, a never ending story, Bob.
We have been actually, that's not true, Al. It is an ending story, and we're coming to the
it
end.
Is.
When I was talking 3 years ago and 4 years ago, here's Bob Moriarty. He's a little goofy, and he's predicting bad things are going to happen. I am no longer predicting bad things are going to happen. It's no longer a prediction.
No.
They're here.
Yeah, okay? They are, sure.
The banking system throughout the world is underwater. There is no possible way you can resurrect it. Everything governments do from here, it's going to be exactly the wrong thing, and it's going to blow up in their faces. People need to get as liquid as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And they need to keep extra food, they need to keep extra water, they need to keep extra cash, because the system has failed. Now, there is a cure to it.
Yeah.
When an entire banking system throughout the world fails, governments can start saying, gee, we need to do something. We need something that will give people confidence. And the answer is quite simple. It's to go back to a gold standard.
You know, I would agree 100%, although I don't think that can. I agree with Congressman Ron Paul when he says that's something that cannot happen overnight. But, yeah, the only thing, I mean, you know, we're looking at consumer confidence numbers right now, and we're recording this late in the week, and I'm looking at confidence numbers right now that are getting definitely better. They're getting better because the headlines in the daily papers are basically very, very misleading. You know, they talk about improved unemployment. They talk about, you know, other things that are just simply not true. They're true on the surface, but if you dig underneath the surface a little bit, you realize how ridiculous they are. And you realize that, you know, the administration is pushing these numbers for one simple reason. You know, it's, we're about 11 months away from an election, and the administration wants to stay in power, and they realize that most people in America, anyway, you know, they don't stop and digest these facts and think about them. They just take them for granted because the government's saying it's true. Well, hell, it's not true.
Well, here's what they're doing. Ignore what the government says and look at what they do. Now, there hasn't been a terrorist act committed against the United States in 10 years.
Right.
Okay. Every dime that we've spent for the TSA and every dime we've spent for protections, $1.1 trillion, has been wasted. And what is Obama doing? He's shoving through a law that says, on the president's order, any person in America, any person in the world, can be locked up indefinitely and not charged and not tried, based on his word, because he calls him a terrorist.
He just
burned the Constitution.
Well, he's been burning the Constitution for a long time. In all fairness, I heard that particular action, that initially he was going to veto it, but I guess he's not.
Well, he's already signed it.
Yeah, right.
Okay, everything that Obama is doing now is strictly for the benefit of getting reelected. Yeah, I'm a veto it. Right. I'm against it.
Right.
Well, as it turns out, he was actually the guy who specified the wording.
Yeah.
And the wording specifies it based on the word of the president. Any American, any person in the world can be charged, locked up indefinitely.
You know,
and if there was a real reason for that, you could understand it.
Mm-hmm.
But if we haven't been attacked in 10 years, why is this guy so worried about terrorism? He's worried about terrorism because when Americans wake up to the fact they've been screwed by the banks, they've been screwed by big business, they've been screwed by the government, they're going to be very angry.
You know, and I think the possibility of that anger manifesting itself, and, you know, you've known me for a long time, and I'm a pretty, you know, I don't want to say I'm unemotional, but I'm kind of the eternal optimist, and I've always said, you know, gee, I hope and pray that that never happens. Well, unfortunately, it started to happen big time in the United States this year, 2011, and I think you're going to see social unrest potentially, Bob, in 2012, the likes of which we've never seen.
That's absolutely correct. Everything that happened in Argentina 10 years ago to coming to the United States, we're going to have the banking failure, and then we're going to have the social unrest. People are going to be going to the streets.
Sure.
And the only thing that I will disagree with Ron Paul on is we are going to go to a gold standard overnight because there simply is no other possible choice. I mean,
yeah. Even
the Japanese have just pumped, can't remember what the number is.
Very large amount of money, I know.
Yeah. $1 trillion or something. It's crazy. I mean, we've gone into Never Never Land.
Yeah.
The EU just loaned $600 billion to the banks.
Right.
At 1% interest. You think that's not gonna be inflationary?
Of course it's gonna be inflationary. You know what? We've got to take a break here. It's the top of the hour. We're going to be back for the second hour of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm going to twist Bob's arm, and we're going to do a weekend special with Bob. And what we're going to talk about is I agree with Bob completely that people really need to take action to prevent catastrophe from happening to themselves and their family. And on the weekend special, we're going to give you our ideas of things that we believe make sense. Because you know what? As the Chinese say, in crisis, there is definitely opportunity. Stick around for the second hour of the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. Be right back.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.